From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. And for the next 3 days, we're going to talk about the dollar. As you probably know, it's not worth nearly as much as it was just a few years ago. In fact, the dollar has fallen some 30% against the euro. That makes a trip to Paris more expensive, of course, but it could also have bigger consequences. Later this week, we'll hear about the potential for a financial crisis, and we'll have a report about the dollar's impact on national security. We begin today with a look at the politics of the dollar. Here's NPR's Mike Schuster.
The mantra of late from President Bush and Treasury Secretary John Snow is that they favor a strong dollar. A strong dollar, they say, means a strong U.S. economy. But that's not the way many economists see the administration's policy, among them Gail Fossler, chief economist for the Conference Board, a private business group in New York.
The Bush administration's policy is probably just the side of benign neglect. This administration is much more comfortable with a weaker dollar.
The administration is content to see the dollar weaken because that's one way to adjust the enormous imbalance in trade between the United States and the rest of the world. Just yesterday, the Commerce Department announced a record monthly trade deficit in February, and over the past year, the United States has accumulated a trade deficit of more than $600 billion. We import that much more than we export. If the dollar weakens, it makes U.S. exports cheaper, foreign goods more expensive, and that helps to adjust the trade deficit. But the fall in the dollar has come about less as a policy of the administration and much more as the actions of international currency markets, says Roger Kubarich, an economist at the Hypo Vereins Bank in New York.
I don't think the Bush administration did anything to cause the weakening of the dollar against the euro. It wasn't unhappy when it happened, because clearly a change in the dollar-euro relationship would tend to improve U.S. trade. But it didn't overtly try to change things.
Defenders of the administration's approach say the dollar and the trade deficit are not the most important factors as far as the health of the U.S. economy is concerned. According to Philip Swagel, former chief of staff for the administration's Council of Economic Advisers, the deficit in the current account, which is the broadest measure of international trade and money flows, is actually a sign of the U.S. economy's vitality.
Should we worry about the current account per se? And I think the answer is no. We should worry about having as strong an economy as we can. And the current account deficit is a symptom of the imbalance between the strong U.S. economy and the weak economies, especially in Europe and to some extent in Japan as well.
Others do not see such a rosy picture. China's currency has not strengthened against the dollar, nor has the Japanese yen. That's because both governments have been buying billions of dollars in U.S. Treasury securities in international markets. It's the mechanism they use to resist the strengthening of their own currencies, and at the same time, they provide the billions of dollars the U.S. needs to borrow to finance the current enormous federal budget deficit. As a result, critics of the administration's economic policies fear the international trade and currency system is seriously imbalanced and could lead to a crisis. Alan Greenspan, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, noted those fears in a speech he gave earlier this year to the Council on Foreign Relations. But Greenspan expressed confidence the system will adjust.
We have got what appears to be an extraordinarily flexible system. And the one thing that flexible systems tell us is that markets adjust imbalances before we are aware that they exist.
One of the effects of the falling dollar, though, is that the huge portfolios of U.S. Treasury securities held by China and Japan are losing their value, up to 10 or 15% in recent years, more if the dollar falls further. That's a large investment loss for a developing economy like China's and others in Asia, and it might cause those nations eventually to shift their assets into different currencies. Greenspan acknowledged this is a risk.
Moreover, individual investors, private and official, faced with an increasing concentration of dollar assets in their portfolios, will at some point choose greater balance in their asset accumulation.
That means they may sell dollars to buy euros or other currencies, thus putting greater pressure on the dollar, even prompting a run on the dollar. Supporters of the administration's policies, such as Philip Swagel, argue that wouldn't necessarily spark a financial crisis.
So I think we can see large movements in the dollar without a large disruption, or even more than a modest disruption, if anything, to the U.S. economy.
But critics of the administration are not so confident. Robert Reich was Secretary of Labor in the Clinton administration.
A run on the dollar, a sudden stampede out of the dollar, would be and could be a disaster. That's a hard landing. I mean, that's a crash landing.
And that, Reich says, could result in a rapid rise in interest rates and have disastrous consequences for the world economy and U.S. living standards. Mike Schuster, NPR News.